There's a lot of stuff in venom, and here's a cheery thought. Not every part is out to kill you.
Spider venoms contain a vast pharmacological diversity of chemical compounds.
That's Michael Nidebach from Yale. He says venoms are like chemical cocktails. They have bad parts, but they also have compounds that do good stuff, like blocking pain receptors. So Nidebach wondered, what if you could pick a certain spider poison off the shelf and engineer its venom so only the good parts were expressed? Take, for example,
PROTX-1.
That's protoxin-1.
And it is a particular peptide component of the venom of the Peruvian green velvet tarantula.
Making the venom from scratch would be costly, so why not let biology do the heavy lifting? If you can create a genetic blueprint of venom,
we let the cell do the hard work of turning the blueprint into the actual toxin.
It's called toxineering, and Nidebach used it to discover a modified version of protoxin-1 that blunts pain in humans.
What's really cool about this is that I think that there really is the potential for large-scale scale-up.
Going forward, Nidebach is hopeful his technique could be used to quickly and easily screen thousands of different toxic combinations against different pain receptors in the body. And that could mean a lot more pain treatments from spider venom in the coming years. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.